Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, February 26th through Thursday, March 4th, 2021. February 26th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today I invite all people and all nations to become a part of my army of victory. I speak of victory over sin by the free will choice of the renunciation of sin. Be a soldier of truth, claiming subjection to my Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and thereby submission to my Ten Commandments. You cannot claim victory unless you love me above all else and your neighbor as yourself. To accomplish this, compliance to my first commandment, you need to practice self-renunciation. Stand apart from selfish ambition, which leads to corruption of the heart. In the end, all you have to give me is the state of your heart as you draw your last breath. Change your priorities to focus on me and love of others. Do not be distracted by how others view you or how you fit into the world. Worldly opinions do not follow you to the grave. Be a part of my victory now by living the truth of life according to obedience to my commandments. I will exonerate you of all your faults at the time of your death." A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, 22 through 23. "Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another earnestly from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God." Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. "Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 27th, 2021. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, claim your victory when you arise in the morning. Do not allow your hearts to be polluted by concerns or allurements of the world. The sin of disordered self-ambition corrupts hearts and has caused the corruption of the heart of the world. This is what is taking down the stability of this once superpower of this nation. Nefarious forces have woven a web of untruth throughout the mass media, destroying the truth and misrepresenting many issues. Racial prejudice and gender prejudice cloud everyday issues, making prejudice the focal point rather than the many issues at hand. Keep your focus from morning to night on righteousness, not just on prejudice. This is the issue of reverse discrimination when the truth is overlooked in favor of avoiding any prejudice. Claim your victory of truth by obeying my commandments." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. "And we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. February 27th, 2021. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, fear controls. Caution urges proceed with wisdom. February 28th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, claim your victory over sin in every moment through the choices you make. This is the victory of your free will. Some spend their entire life without definitively deciding for their own salvation. These are the lost lambs who have been duped by Satan and choose the things of this world over love of me. Your victory, if you choose it, sets you free and apart from the world and its allurements. Lay up treasures in heaven through prayer and sacrifice. Ask for the strength to do this each morning when you arise. I know what is in your heart in every present moment. I see every temptation which comes your way. I know how you choose and why you choose as you do. I am your protection and your guide along the road to your salvation. You face no temptation or choice without me. Listen for my voice in the quiet of your heart. Do not be overwhelmed by any single present moment, for I am with you. Your relationship with me is your strength or your weakness, as you choose it. A note is given to read Psalm 4, 2 through 3. O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 1st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, allow me to command your every thought, word, and deed by virtue of my 10 commandments. Your lives will come together in truth if you permit your hearts to obey me. Only truth will open the gateway to showers of grace. A liberal attitude, which convolutes the truth of following my commandments, has led many astray and to their perdition. You cannot enter the kingdom of my paradise unless you love me above all else. This means pleasing me is more important than ambition in the world as to physical appearance, status amongst mankind, money, any worldly possessions, worldly pleasures, or entertainment, even status through knowledge. In short, to love me above all else means to put pleasing me first and foremost in your heart. This is the commandment which opens the door to obedience to all the other commandments. Flaws in this first commandment obstruct allegiance to the truth. Pure allegiance to this truth can only be achieved through prayer and a movement of the free will. Surrender to my divine will is in your obedient acceptance of my commandments. The note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 19 through 22. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before Him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from Him whatever we ask, because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 2, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, in order to love me above all else, the soul must remove all false gods from his life. It is disordered affection for money, power, love of reputation or appearance, love of any worldly pleasure, love of possessions in any form, which lead to the victory of sin in the heart. This disordered affection becomes a false god unless the soul monitors the passions of his heart. In the world today, there are false religions honoring false gods not of me. Many claim great holiness, but support violence against those who do not believe in these same false gods. Clearly, they do not obey my Ten Commandments, which rule over all people and all nations. So you see, there are many ways sin can be victorious in the unwise heart. The wise man keeps a close watch over what his heart becomes attached to and how his affections are spent. A note is given to read Titus chapter 2, 11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions, and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 3, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the battle between good and evil is ongoing and is in every heart. It is the battle between love of self and love of me. If you say you love me, then you will love my commandments and obey them. If you hold a disordered self-love in your heart, you will look for ways to compromise my commandments. The scope of my commandments covers every aspect of human existence. Every sin is the bad fruit of love of the sin more than love of me. The soul who makes a conscious choice to choose and love sin cannot share paradise with me unless he repents. I regard the state of each soul with perfect love and mercy. No one is cheated out of his salvation. The soul relinquishes his salvation through errant choices. This should prove to you the importance of each present moment. Very often, too often, the soul's last breath is unexpected. In such cases, the heart does not have time to repent. That is why it is most important to live a life according to obedience to my commandments, so that death does not rob you of your salvation. This is wise prudence. A note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 8 through 10. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we wake or sleep, we might live with him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 4th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The road to recovery for your nation is genuine concern of the government for the welfare of the people. Selfish political ambition is what made the swamp what it is. Governments are not supposed to be vehicles for selfish ambition. This is also true in church circles. Vocations are not career opportunities, but are given by me to lead souls to their salvation. Each one in a leadership role, whether it be political or religious, has been given the opportunity to serve me by my divine provision. As such, they are to serve me by serving the welfare of the people. If they use their leadership roles towards any form of self-aggrandizement, they will be answerable to me. My servants are humble, obedient to my commandments, and always empathetic towards those whom they lead and serve. They do not take credit for my divine inspirations. They pray daily, seeking my divine insight into the resolution of problems. Any success they experience, they credit to me. Your nation can recover internationally, domestically, and economically if the leaders resolve to follow my lead." A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 2 through 4. "Tend the flock of God that is your charge, not by constraint, but willingly, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not as domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you will obtain the unfading crown of glory." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.